spending all day with Evie, getting her into a schedule, like, aside from getting hysterical because of Steve hurting me in this relationship and ending the relationship without giving me a chance to get better.
Do you want some help getting back?
I've done a good job of taking care of Evie. And Steve has been... we've lived in six places.
At this point, I'm just making myself.
He's been
sick.
Right now. Okay. He's on a path to getting better,
fine.
Admitting
yeah.
his problems.
She's fair, she's not screaming.
All this
That's
stuff,
right.
but leave it up. Like all the. Right. Yeah. But Steve is painting me out. I know, and that's why I just wanted to leave like this. Like, I wanted to leave without having another fight with him or doing another therapy session with you.
Watch it.
Oh.
what my therapist has told me in dealing with me for years and dealing with him and meeting with him is that he pushes me to a point where I act out, where I'm emotional, where I say bad things. He pushes me into a place where he then feels justified to leave me. And that's what I feel like has been going on here. Like, I feel like he's just... It was just literally like 2 or 3 weeks ago where he said to me, I'm really disappointed you're not pregnant. I wish you were pregnant. Or that he said to me, I really want to marry you. Just give me a little bit more time. And that was literally like 3 weeks ago. So we went from that to saying he's totally done with me. So you see where, like, in my head, it doesn't really add up.
Where are you going? Are you taking her back like she asked?
Yeah, I'm hoping to see a police officer on my way to just take a report because I feel scared.
Oh, okay.
I have anything to do with you guys. I don't feel safe. Okay. Somebody following my car and stuff. And
I don't see anybody following
me. The number has been taken. I don't know. It's scary. It's really scary. I have a 14 sister. I have a lot of family that cares and loves me and wouldn't want to see me hurt.
Now I'm scared for my safety. You almost ran a guy over in the crosswalk. You ran a red light. Holy cow.
Emotionally stable. I mean, there's been some place where it's bothered.
Well, maybe you should just take her back to where she wanted to
go. I know that's not his feeling.
Uber GPS.
Oh, awesome.
He's been extremely psychotic the large majority of me being here. And he's been totally checked out. And I've been... No, he hasn't been psychotic. He's still always, like, first of all, a little bit psychotic. He still believes that he has some... I've been for the majority since. Yeah. Yeah. I would have liked him to give me the chance to. He said something to me after he talked to you on the phone the other day when he gave me this boundary. He said, because you told Dr. Gopal about my security issues and you told him you felt like it contributed to your mental health. And he said it to me like in an angry way. He's like, because you said that, I have to set this boundary that you need to go to inpatient care. Like, I do accept the things that you've said, and I'm just in an Uber with this security guy who won't get out of the car, and the Uber driver, so it's kind of embarrassing to talk. My dad keeps on calling me, so maybe we could still talk. I have to go back there. Okay, alright, bye.
You don't have to. I can take you to the airport if that's where you want to go. It's up to you.
Yeah. Hi, Dad.
I just have to, make sure I get a police report before you guys get in my car, because I'm not going to come up missing tomorrow.
That I really don't want to be like hanging out
and
here in a separate place.
The location she
like,
requested.
And why couldn't I just be in New York to work this out? I mean.
Business this is, and I don't feel safe.
Well,
okay.
I
one in the front seat is a man. Caucasian, yeah. I'm not sure their ages. Maybe one in mid-30s, the other one in mid-30s, I'm not sure.
Okay, Dax.
I am exactly... Let me see.
Okay, Dad, let me... I need to cancel the flight so I got the credits back, okay? So let me go.
6 minutes. I am 6 minutes away. I've been driving around and I literally haven't found one police officer. I don't want anything to do with their situation, but I don't feel safe. Huh? My name is Deja. Does anyone, I don't want to say my name out loud. Does anyone speak French? Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm in a Honda Civic. It's like a chocolate, it almost looks black, but it's like chocolate brownish gray. Now, I would prefer someone to be there at the time of my arrival. Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Tara, would you like to go to the police department?
I would not like to...
We're not going to the police department. I'm dropping off at your location. I'm just making sure an officer meets me there because that black car was following me.
There's no black car following
me. It was, and I took a picture of it. Okay. So, it was following me. I have a daughter. I take my daughter's life very seriously. I can't.
No one threatened your daughter or threatened you in any way.
You bullied me to not.
I feel really scared and unsafe. I don't know who these people are. Like, I don't feel safe. I'm not even involved. I don't know what y'all got going on. But for me, I don't feel safe at all. Like, I want the police to see people's faces and IDs before they get out of my car. Just period. Because this is not okay. At all.
I hear you.
It's like,
well,
really,
hopefully they'll be there when we get there.
Hopefully. If not, hey, God will make a way. But, it's... Did the baby eat?
Yeah, she ate a little. But I don't want to give her too much because I want to burp her. She's literally... How old is your daughter?
She is 3.
Aww.
My daughter's 3.
And so you're not with the dad?
I haven't been with the dad since I was 2 months pregnant.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You know, her dad, like...
I didn't have any worries, though.
Her dad tells me all the time that my life will be so horrible as a single mother.
Why? When there's tons of single mothers that are thriving with PhDs. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
No, just like
but it's not so bad being a single mother.
No, but that's the best thing in life.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, he wasn't there the whole time I was pregnant. And
you didn't need him to be.
What?
You didn't need him to be.
Yeah, I mean, it was hard, and I got really strong, and I was upset for a little, but...
There's a traffic bar on a freaking at 2 o'clock. Please don't always take a short people. I just want to make sure that I see a police officer before at least you guys get out of my car, because I'm not coming up with him. I don't know who your boyfriend is for him to be like, oh, she interceded and we're going to kill her. I have no way.
Yeah. I understand.
Who said anything about killing anybody? No one said anything about killing anybody.
I know, but like when you watch creepy movies, this is the shit that it comes from. Stuff. Well,
Let's just be clear. There's never anybody threatening anybody with any violence.
Nah, hostility definitely, but violence, no. I don't see any violence. Scary, creepy stuff? Absolutely. Scary. Especially when you have a child. No way.
Yeah.
My daughter's too important to me to risk anything, even the smallest things.
Maybe it's not the worst thing to get a police report for this.
Nope, it's not. It's actually exactly what I'm going to do before anybody gets out my car. Period. At this point, Uber can do whatever they want to do, but I'm going to be safe. I know that for sure. No one wants me to go that way. Oh, snap. Jesus. Jesus, Joseph, Nebuchadnezzar, Mary. Ay! Jesus! Jesus, sent an angel. This is my name.
Okay.
So she requested an Uber.
Okay.
The lady in the back, her name is Tara.
Okay.
And when she requested the Uber, he hopped in my car. It's not his Uber, it's hers. And he refused to get out of my car. They said that they have some, I've been hearing different issues going back and forth. It's none of my business. But at this point, I feel really scared because there was a black car following me. I guess he's a private security. And there was another black car following behind, which fell off. But, like, my heart is racing 1,000 miles an hour. I'm super freaked out and I'm scared.
Okay. So, what's going on?
So, basically what she said, the young lady in the back seat has my client's daughter. And he asked, well, we were supposed to give her a ride to the airport. And she decided to leave unannounced and take the baby. And he's got court documents that he's filing.
I didn't.
Can I finish, please?
He's just let him speak.
Hang on. Get out the vehicle for me.
You got it.
So, I told you that's exactly what was going to happen. So the officer is not concerned. This happened to me before. The officer is not concerned about you guys' personal issues.
Yeah.
All that matters is what's at hand is the safety. Because an officer can't make any moves without a court order.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. So let him get out my car, and then we can figure out where you want to go.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Will there has to be a presence.
Will he ask me? He's gonna... That's not true.
Don't worry about what's true. There has to be a court order. It has to be physical something in writing. Think about your child and what's best for your child right now. Okay?
He's a former police officer, by the way.
I don't give a... My brother's a police officer. Right, it's my car.
And I asked for you.
No, don't talk.
That guy's jacked.
The officer is not concerned about you guys' personal issue. He just doesn't have any right to be in my car.
Yeah.
Requested the Uber, and then And then, like, this man just hopped in the car or whatever, and she has a baby with her. And, like, I've been driving around for, like, an hour trying to get him out of my car. And I called the police, and the police are like, we can't help you if you're not physically waiting in one spot for us. If you're mobile, then we can't help you. So my best bet was to just find a police officer driving around. So an hour later, I found a police officer. But this, whoever this lady's boyfriend is somebody really of high importance, because he had black cars following my car. So I just pulled over. I'm safe. There's a police officer that had him get out my car. She's still in my back seat, but I'm really scared and I'm really worried.
Hi.
Can
you talk to me about
the camera? Yeah. So the baby, first of all, was born in New York State. She was there for a month. She's still a New York State resident. Her father and I have a really rocky relationship. I don't know what he told me about me, but I've been upset the past few days because he told me he was breaking up with me, and I decided to come back to New York. I texted him before I left for New York. He knew that I had a flight booked to go to New York, and when I was headed to the airport, he then told me that the police were going to be at the airport and not let me leave and go back to New York. I'm from New York. She was born in New York. We have a home there. We just came out here for like a trip to see if things
could
work out.
Okay. Did you want him in the car?
No, I didn't want him in the car. I asked him to not be in the car. I didn't. And I honestly wanted to go to the airport and be able to leave and go home with my daughter. The father has a lot of money and a lot of influence. He has full-time security details. He told me that he was going to have lawyers and the police were going to arrest me at the airport, and that was going to be on my record, and I was scared of that. So I was going to go back to the place where we've been residing, and he said he's going to have a mediator or something there, but I asked him to not be in the car to follow us in another vehicle.
Was there someone following
him
in another vehicle?
Yeah, one of his other security people.
Okay.
This is part of the insanity that goes on with my life here with my boyfriend. Are you okay?
Yeah.
What would you like to do?
I just want to take her somewhere safe.
Okay.
Where it's not involved with all that.
Gotcha. So are you okay providing her a ride to where
that.
She's trying to go?
I'm fine with that, yeah. I'm fine with that. I just want to report, like, with his name and ID and all that stuff, hers and all that.
You
want
to stay and make a report? Because that's going to take a while.
I don't mind. I just want to be safe. So I want to do that. And I want to take her somewhere she feels safe.
Okay, I'm going to need... I got your ID.
You got my ID, all right.
Okay, you're going to have to stand by for me.
I don't mind.
Okay.
Hello? Sorry. I saw a police officer and I flagged him down, and he got the guy out of my car and kept getting it. He's gonna make a statement for me and collect the IDs of everybody and make a statement.
How long have you been in California?
3 months.
Huh?
3 months. And I spent a month.
No, the man is staying outside of my car. The young lady, I'm going to drop her off to whatever location she wants to go to after the report is made.
This is kind of a
That's just what I feel led to do, because this is some really creepy stuff.
Yeah.
But she's requesting a report. I'm going to take everyone's information
Okay. My daughter might get upset soon. She likes to move around.
Hopefully she's okay. I'm going to try to be as quick as I can.
Okay. say you what?
How old is, what's your daughter's name?
Evelyn, E-V-E-L-Y-N.
Last name is?
Walsh, W-A-L-S.
Okay. I just want to get this over with and go get my daughter. Feel really creeped out. I don't know. This guy, he just like would not get out of my car. I would pull over and he just refused to get out of my car. And I don't know what kind of private security these people are, but he just didn't want to get out of my car. We really need to pray. I don't know. This is bad.
They won't do anything to you, don't worry.
I shared my location.
Hey, I've had a last minute emergency and I need to cancel my flight that's like about to board.
So that you know I'm safe, I'm sharing my location with you.
I tried to do it on my phone, I can't tell.
I don't know if these people have my car, but I don't know. This is some really weird.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I was gonna say a curse word. This is some really weird stuff. Like if they're tracking my car, if they took my VIN number, I don't know.
Okay. All right, great. Thank you.
No, I'm still here, yes. Okay. Can you just stay
Mom,
on the phone
until
the police officer leaves?
Mom, I need you and Dad both to stop picking up the phone and talking to Steve.
Okay.
Okay. The security guy was, basically the security guy came into the Uber. The Uber driver is a female woman who also has a child. I asked the security guard, please use the card, let us go to the airport by myself. The security guard refused to get out of the car. He told me that if I go to the airport, Steve might have me arrested for poisoning him and speeding, had stuff on the Steve on the phone. Long story short, the Uber driver feels really afraid because there was also a black car following us, the security people. So she pulled over and got the police to come over, and the police are writing a report now. They're writing a report that Steve's security person came into the car and was harassed and kind of mean the Uber driver, I guess. I'm not really sure what they're writing. But the security guy told the officer that I'm mentally ill, I'm in danger to the baby, and... I wish I could have just gone to the airport and left. Maybe I should have done that. I don't know. I have no idea, Mom. I have no idea. But you have to, Mom. You have to think about it. Okay, Mom, let me just talk for a second. I know I'm very back and forth about leaving, being with him, but that's that thing is very confusing for me. I have a new child. He's very manipulative towards me. He is basically looking for me to take the fall for every problem in our relationship. You remember how he acted when I was pregnant. He tortured me. He literally tortured me. And that's, I'm not willing to take the fall. Like, the whole relationship problems are just my fault, you know? It's not, I'm not willing to do that. And I wanted to just leave today quickly and quietly, because every time I'm around him, he gets me hysterical, he gets me wound up, he says things to me like I'll never be able to...
He can get out my car and find his way back to wherever he came from.
Yeah.
And that's that, because, like, I'm not the one to be played with.
If he wasn't in the car, I probably would have ended up going to the airport, but he scared me out of it. But we'll find our way to get back to New York eventually.
Can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah, sure.
Are you comfortable leaving your baby?
She might get upset.
I got the baby.
Okay, it's okay.
I got the baby.
Right here.
Okay.
We're not bloody.
Okay.
I'll hang out.
Escorting her, my client hired me and my guys to look after her. And so I have all these black cars following my car, and this guy next to me is like wearing all black, gun, all these kind of stuff, and not wanting to.